Good evening, and welcome once again to Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David Orly Simai, Leila Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim, and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and as a schus for Refuah Shleima, to Gittel Bas Etel, and Yosef Chaim Ben Miriam. At times like these, when we've been exposed to so many dimensions of power, so much vying for power, so many statements of human power, so many serious concerns on in every direction of the implications and ramifications and uses or possible abuses of that power, it's time for a bit of refocusing. And we know that this exposure, following it, worrying about it, listening to all the details, agonizing with decisions, making decisions, even voting, all send a very clear message, not only of hishtadlus, of putting in our efforts, but of actually being fooled to think that there is, in fact, human power, that human beings can, in fact, do not to influence or undo influence that exists in all of the annals of power, of politics, and all of the goings-on in the world around us. And nothing can be further from the truth. We know, Leiv Sorim Umelochim Biyad Hashem. The hearts of princes and kings, and presidents for that matter, is all in the hands of Hashem. And Hashem orchestrates and machinates and manipulates and controls everything that takes place. And therefore, all of the power that we see, all of the power that we fear, all of the power that we endorse, are really all nothing more than figments of one's imagination. The Pasuk says, we say it in Psukei Dezimra every day, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezroi, Sivroi Al Hashem Alikov. Happy is the one that the God of Yaakov is his helper. Sivroi, his hope, is Al Hashem Alikov. Then the Pasuk continues and says, Oisei Shomayim Ve'oretz Es Hayom Ve'eskol Hashem Bom. And he does created heaven and earth, the seas and everything in them. And Chazal are bothered by the question, what's the connection here? Happy, is fortunate, is the one who has his trust in Hashem, who is the Oisei Shomayim Ve'oretz Yom Beskol Hashem Bom. Chazal explain that when we trust in human beings, we trust in Al Tiftachu Min Ativim, Teitzei Ruchoi, Yoshuv La'ad Mosai, Ayoim Ha'ov Tu Esher Esof. His spirit goes out. He returns to his birth. He says everything, all of his hopes and plans and ambitions are destroyed. The human being has no koyach. Fortunate is the one who puts his trust in Hashem, because Hashem controls heaven and earth, and everything in them, and everything that goes on in them. And I think it's at times like this, when we've been exposed to such an intense measure of kriyat, I will do this, and I will do that, and I can do this, and I'm going to accomplish that. And we, in fact, in our efforts to do that which is our responsibility, and it is, we can be lured into thinking that there is real power in the hands of man, in the hands of presidents, in the hands of kings, in the hands of humans. And at times like this, we need to reinforce our resolve and our realization that everything, 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 everything and anything that happens is all beyond Hashem. Hashem is in total control. And we have many and constant opportunities to reinforce this realization. But it's at times when we've been exposed to so many of the opposite thoughts that we have to make that extra effort. One of the ways that we refocus our effort is to pray to Hashem, to daven, that those that are in power, that those that we may have chosen, that those that our efforts may have brought to the annals of, to the halls of power, we ask Hashem to in fact guide them. We ask Hashem to in fact direct them, to inspire them, to help them, to assure that they can be agents of good, agents of accomplishment, and agents of benefit for Klal Yisrael and for the world at large. And when we turn to Hashem, when we do so, we strengthen that realization that it's all about Him. That's where it's at. The world is not conducted from any human base. The seat of human power, the seat of world power, is merely a figment of our imagination. And all business, and all control, and all accomplishments are all conducted from above, from heaven, from the hands of, the mouth of, the directives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The recent, very recent elections have certainly refocused us on so many issues that sometimes we can't sleep through or just become numb to. There are issues of economics. There are issues of terrorism. There are issues of security. There are issues of taxes. There are issues of health care. There are issues of protection of our environment. And so many, so many, so many more. And it awakens in us the realization that we are expected as Klal Yisrael to beseech Hashem on behalf of these issues. We know that on Hoshana Rabbah, we beseech Hashem for rain. We beseech Hashem on Shmini Atzeres for Geshem. We beseech Hashem on Pesach for Tal. We feel a sense of responsibility for the society and for the world in which we live. But that responsibility, despite the fact that it requires our efforts, and if conservation is a form of ishtablus, we need to do so. And whatever else may be appropriate ishtablus, we too participate. But after everything is said and done, we know where it's truly at. It truly depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the thing that we can do the most and more than anything else is to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beseech Him and beg Him, ask of Him, plead with Him to help us and guide us and improve our lot in all of the various areas that we are so in need of His help. But there's an interesting thought to keep in mind as well. Tefillah has its limitation. The Arachayim HaKodesh tells us that when the Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim and they were surrounded by the Yam Suf on one side, Paroi behind them, wild animals raging on either side of them. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem to help. Hashem says, Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, Matit Vakelai. Daber el Bnei Yisrael Yisrael. What are you crying out to me? Speak to Bnei Yisrael and let them go forth. And let them go into the Yam. And the Rechayim HaKodesh asks, Matis HaGelai, to whom should I call out? It's not to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And he explains that it was a Shas HaKitrik. And there was some Kitrik that the Sultan had on Klal Yisrael. And Ad Kedekach, that he could have, the Sultan could have, would have interfered with the efficacy of their tefillah. And the tefillah wouldn't help. But there is a koyach that can help even where tefillah can't, that can tread even where tefillah can't reach. And that's the koyach habitochin. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisrael. Let them go into the Yam, and the Yam will split, and they will be saved in the schus of that great expression of bitochin. A time like this, when habitochin has been subtly undermined, when the focus of power has been so overwhelming over the past weeks and months and days and hours, that we tend to believe in human power ourselves, that we have to strengthen ourselves and strengthen our bitochin and recognize that it's the Eis HaShomayim Ba'aretz, it's Hayom, Eskol HaShabom. That's the one. It's the Bnei Olam. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ach V'Rak, only He who controls everything in this world. And yes, we must do what we have to do. And yes, hopefully we did our appropriate establish. But then we have to turn to Hashem. Turn to Hashem in tefillah with the knowledge that His address is the only true address where to send our requests and our concerns. And to know full well that sometimes these concerns might be unacceptable, might not be accepted, might even be interfered with or rejected. But the koyach habitochin that we can inspire in ourselves, sometimes even through the tefillah, or by whatever means, the realization that Hashem is moleh chesed v'rachamim, and nothing that He wants more to do than to help us. And we turn to Him, and we begin to strengthen our reliance on Him, that can be the greatest source. So at a time like this, when the world is in a sort of a state of upheaval, and nobody really knows what's going to be, we hear rumors, we hear a lot of things that would seem to be positive, but the reality is, after everything is said and done, it's all the Yad Hashem. And to the degree that we strengthen that realization, and to the degree that we fight the influence of Grisi Ve'itzem Yodi that surrounds us and that attempts to dissuade us from the focus on the true source of all good and all accomplishment in this world. And we strengthen that sense of bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will surely be zeicher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillos and will recognize the sincerity of the trust that we put in Him. And HaBeiteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisivenu, that the one who puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem's kindness will surround us, will surround him. May we be surrounded with that kindness. May we be zeicher to see a world order that brings peace and tranquility and prosperity, that brings security and growth to Eretz Yisrael. And may we no longer be affected by all of the saber rattling and show of power that exists in the world, and realize that Emunah Shleima she'ein lonu lishoin elo al avinu shebashamayim. The there is no one else to lean on other than Hashem.